Hello, welcome to Second Shift Commentary for episode 103, Stupid Magic. I am John Tanzer, one of the writers, and with me are...
Mike Hunter, I play Mike.
Julia Lunetta, I play Archon.
Christina Milatovic, I play Zahn.
And... three skips! All right.
So this episode is the first one that Brandon and I wrote independent of anything Andrea had written, really. When we started out the whole thing, we had at least a partial draft of the first two episodes from Andrea, but not really some ideas for what would come later, but not really what would follow. So with this episode, Brandon and I and the rest of us really tried to establish a lot of the basic tenets of our show. At this point, after the finale, after the opener, we could have gone one way or the other. We could have made it, you know, got escalated the action and excitement and created this big epic spectacle, or do what we did, which was try and dive down more into our characters and do just some sort of simple thing.
I remember one of the big things for the first season was, it's not epic!
Yeah.
We've completely thrown out the window in the second season.
Oh, yeah.
Season,
but
for the first season.
Our idea was really that we wanted to find out about the characters.
Hell, it's the dream police. Yo, Fez!
And we missed Mr. Fuzzy.
I was going to say, I made a friend!
Everybody's favorite character.
I can see that. Why are you out here by yourself?
I'm not Fezmer. I would like you to meet...
Yeah, this episode...
He's gone.
Who is gone?
Went through a lot of rewrites. I mean, I think a lot of stuff is basically there, but so much got trimmed and changed over the course of it. I think out of all of the episodes after the first two, this probably went through a lot of changes because we started really,
you know, strong
working with the whole group. You know, everybody giving a little bit of input when we were reading through the scripts and stuff like that.
Anyway, got up before you, went for a run. Found this pond, lapped it once. I was going to take another go.
This is not a short run.
Had a lot to think about. I'm going around again. You want to come with?
Mike teaching Fezmer all about the ladies.
That's right.
Yep. I need to train more. Exercise was your word?
Yeah. Train for what?
Natural magic is easier controlled with a healthy body. And the ladies.
So it also has a lot of exposition.
Yeah.
A function of this episode in part was to convey information we ran out of time for in the first two episodes.
Well, the first two episodes had a lot going on with, dealing with the immediate aftermath of Mike, Catherine, and Shauna getting shifted to Lone D. So this is the first chance you had to really sort of say, all right, where the hell are they?
Yeah. And I think it kind of makes sense for the characters, too, because this is their first episode, first time where they can ask, where the hell are we and what's going on?
Start to wander around by a lake.
Oh, I dream.
No!
You will become the doorway for Michael.
One of our few flashbacks to a previous episode.
We started that early, the third episode.
I don't think I've actually done it too much. I mean, there's a few little bits and pieces, but...
Shauna, you must wake up!
Mom, leave me alone.
Come on, foolish girl, it's time to face the sun.
It's time to face the sun. Bad. Yeah, I can totally remember my line from like a year and a half ago.
The sun is up, and you should be too.
It's time to face the sun.
Your clothes stunk, so I left you some of my own. You're not my size, but they should fit.
Oh.
Yeah, taking health acting, I'm totally not a morning person.
If you're still hungry, there will be food at Zana's.
This is a stretch to convey this to you.
Yeah, it was. I worked hard.
To reach and deep, but then you have to find your inner morning person.
Yeah, it was very method. I spent a lot of time in Dunkin' Donuts, really working for the role.
Okay, shoes, where are you? Archon, have you seen my shoes? Oh, never mind. Wait, did she say we were late for work? Archon!
Yeah, we didn't really talk about this in the previous episode, but them getting jobs working at Rosanna was one of the things that Andrea had from her original idea was, these people just working, going from working one kind of lame food service job to another lame food service job.
Hey, I understand that.
But the second lame food service job is in a magical fantasy world,
yeah,
which makes it much better.
And there's pig pie.
Magic fantasy food service.
As opposed to magic fantasy fan service?
Yes, exactly. That's later.
That's the second shift difference.
If you would like, most drink their hordes with cream and honey.
No thanks, I don't want to dilute it. I need all the awake I can get.
Can I help you with anything?
Yes, Chaglandy Fi. Could you churn the butter?
I don't know how. We don't use churns at home.
So this is one of the first several we recorded in professional studio.
Was it the first three or the first four?
It was the first four, I think. Because there was that one, and we did six in my apartment, and I think we did five. I don't remember. Did we do five in a studio or not?
Five was the one we did in the other professional studio we went to.
Yeah.
I just remember because all of us standing around making the zombie noises.
Yeah. This was the point where I totally stopped coming to recording sessions because I was completely superfluous at them.
You will spoil it. Study and method.
We love you, John, but you're not a character, so.
No,
there's a really good thing.
You're always confused.
I didn't do any vocal cameos.
Yeah. I know, even Brandon. Even Brandon.
That's right, you didn't even get the
one
of the
seconds. You have always refused to do anything.
Well, Brandon's
gonna do
one.
I was gonna do one in the second season, but I think the messages got scrambled and they just had someone else do it before.
Yeah, Corvin?
Well, he doesn't actually say anything. He just
That was the joke. That my cameo would be a character who doesn't actually have any lines.
Yeah.
That grunt said volumes.
Might be a little different. I started this restaurant as a simple traditional cooking restaurant.
Oh God, that's our words. This is a running joke in the cast that I can't roll my R's, and so I flip them instead. But then I have a lot of trouble with them, and so it's like there was one terrible line I think in a later episode where I was supposed to say "rarely remembered." And I tried like three times and I couldn't do it. And eventually the writers took pity on me and changed it in the next draft.
For those listeners who may not be entirely familiar with the difference between rolling and flipping an R, would you care to demonstrate the latter?
Yes, please.
Rarely remembered.
As opposed to rarely remembered or rarely remembered.
Yeah. See, I can't.
I guess it was my father. He was big on his son being an all-American boy. Good at sports.
Think ruffles have ridges. That's rolling.
Yeah. Or those of you from, the Western New York, Southern Ontario region, roll up the rim to win. Timmy Horton. What?
I wish I could roll my arms.
I thought you were jealous of me remembering your Tim Horton's
on his accent. It's where she comes from. They don't roll their R's.
Yeah, apparently not.
Let us walk a moment. I need to breathe.
Tragic childhood accident. Zana had. Never able to roll her R's.
Can I tell you something?
Sure.
My father and older brother used magic. Natural magic. Almost everyone knows some.
So, at this point, because we didn't have a pre-existing draft to build off of, we were spending a lot of time trying to figure out who the characters were and getting input from everybody on...
Father taught brother, but never me.
...what they were like. So, how about you actor types talk a little bit about finding your character? I know, I'm sure, Mike, you had a lot of difficulty finding Mike.
What's the rating allowed on this? Alright, Mike is basically the 8th grade version of myself. I was definitely typecast by Becky, who I actually dated in 8th grade. So
I did not know that. So the whole Mike Shaw thing actually has real world subtext to it.
Totally.
Wow.
So I was sitting in class one day, and she hands me a script, and she's like, "What do you think?" And I was like, "Cool." And she's like, "Are you in?" I was like, "Okay."
Wait, this was a performance? This is what?
Yeah, I was gonna say this is like what? So that was relatively easy and fun to channel.
Yeah, I remember hearing when I was first pulled in that Mike is Mike.
Yeah, pretty much.
And I was like, well, yes, that would. Oh, the character. Yeah. And then, being told that essentially Becky was Shauna, and, of course, eventually getting to see that for myself.
Fun, but what good are they?
I don't know. Arcanum, for me,
century. Well,
it was interesting because when we started out, I should probably say some of this for later episodes commentary. I didn't necessarily know a lot of her backstory. And so a lot of it was sort of filled in as we went along. We were working a little bit ahead, so I could tell, given that you know, something happens in, you know, an episode, an hour or two episodes from now, you can build it back in.
I was sure that was the way for me.
And,
well, you certainly turned out all right, Sana. I mean, yeah. This place is really nice looking.
Yeah, Archon was a tricky one for everybody to figure out, I think. Is there purpose? Before we started really working on this, changed a lot. I think Andrea's original conception of her, I think, is probably nothing like what she wound up being. So,
actually, that reminds me. I remember. I think when we were recording this episode, I think I pulled either you, Brandon, or both of you guys aside to talk to me. For those of you who can't see me pointing, I'm talking at John. And sort of expressing. I don't know, I'm not concerned necessarily, but I was sort of confused about what role Archon actually played in the group. Because, I mean, and much like, I think I mentioned this in the commentary before, you know, Archon's role was pretty much the one who didn't have a role. I think you guys actually sort of told, yeah, I think, yeah, that's right, you told me, you know, there would be something coming up in
a twist.
Don't worry about spoilers. I'm assuming that anyone who's listening to these is not listening to this for the first time.
Let's pretty hard go.
Let's hope.
Wait, is this mean?
Oops, everybody dies.
But they were clones, so it's okay.
Exactly.
It was actually all a dream, so...
Well, yeah, well, then the end of third season, they bring everybody back in a big clone army, and... Yeah. Oh, no, I'm thinking Venture Brothers. Damn it, sorry. I get those mixed up.
Consume the strength of animals.
Venture Brothers is the one I'm not in, right?
Yes.
Yet?
Yes. That's the cartoon.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's right. This is the one that's not a cartoon yet. It's just a choice I made. Hey, anybody there, you know, wants to make a cartoon?
Hey, there you go.
Corporate Farms, no.
Dark.
I don't know. I think in some ways it had kind of the same thing. Like Zana,
I nearly forgot to ask you something.
In many ways, was like the minor major character. You know, he had sort of the three people from Boston, and he had sort of the three main Laudians, and Zana was sort of the, you know, important to the characters. But yeah, I mean, she didn't. You know, she wasn't really going on adventures with them. Well, we'll get to hear about them later, but. You know, she's not as sort of central to most of the action. And so it was a little sometimes harder, you know, to like think about, well, who is Zana? And I think what's actually really interesting coming now from the second season is to watch how she's really changed. But in some ways it was also easy because I would just be like, okay, she's the mother. You know, that's all you have to do is sort of be the archetypal mother figure. Feed everybody.
coffee.
Yeah, it's interesting. As the eldest character in the group, I think at least initially, her background mattered the least.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, had a whole life to figure out who she is, so she was pretty static by the time the series started. And we've since, you know, for those who've been listening to the second season and even the later parts of the third season, you know, put her through as much of a ringer as the rest of the characters.
The university or becoming a seeker of truth. Must take up the family trade. My family has none, so now I am here.
You know anything about magic?
Exposity lives.
Take someone to master.
Master? Most do not in their whole lives. Why do you ask?
By Archon's expository lies.
Ask me another.
Quickly, girls.
This was an interesting one to deal with, like I said, especially in retrospect, because it was figuring out things and setting things in motion, and, you know, but there's not really anything that happens in this episode. It's kind of a day in the
life. Just do not relish others taking my place.
People starting a new job, which is always the boringest day of work, you know.
Here's the training.
Please sign the sexual harassment page.
Oh, I knew Zana forgot something.
Yeah, no, she totally did. I doubt even Zana follows full OSHA standards now that I think about it.
Please do not inappropriately touch the hood.
Where are the other DSs?
Don't keep explosives on the side.
What was that?
I said, don't keep explosives on the side.
All explosives must be stored in the basement. It's really
good. Fix me.
Preserves. Well, you guys are.
Yeah, this is like the only episode really where the basement's involved. That there's not something in the basement that shouldn't be in the basement.
Yeah,
there's the dancing Javarin room.
That happened retroactively.
Yeah.
That doesn't really
show
count.
Nothing. Oh, yeah.
Don't you, Fez? Zana, can you pass me?
For those of you who didn't get it, check out the live episode from the 2008 Aresia show. It should be available on the website somewhere.
Yeah, I think it's one of the bonuses.
One of the
like
bonuses.
This is. So if you're giving us money for this, you can probably get the other one as well.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah, it's sort of like episode, what, like 1011.5?
Yeah, it's sort of a flashback episode. Bunch of stories.
It's a flashback to a flashback.
Yeah, exactly.
You okay, Shauna? You said a whole lot of nothing this morning.
That's how cool we are. We have meta clip shows.
If you all do not mind, I would like to get this meeting started.
Finally.
Now, first things first, it is Bjorn and Eren. We have our usual large delivery to the fiber mill at midday. Also, we have a new client, Vostrop.
I do like this speech because of a couple lines that Zana drops, like just casually. Like about people dying.
Yeah.
Dying.
Since Comer quit and Shuni was taken by on dying,
yeah.
We have been small numbers.
Several new employees. Well, you know, it happens there. What
yeah.
can you do?
Thank you for agreeing to assist us.
You're welcome. Hold on. Back up a step. What was that bit you said about the.
Catherine caught it.
Progress, Phasmer.
Well, no, not really. But. I think I should be able to have a spell to let anyone understand them. A few days, maybe.
No, seriously. What about the Undying?
Oh, God.
Oh.
All of the discussions we had over the mechanics of the translation spells.
Oh, that's right.
And then the pendants. And,
yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
It was... It,
hell no! That means weak.
Because, you know, in case you haven't figured it out,
oh,
most
the
people involved the show are
oh,
nerds.
Oh, good. Just got named Meat.
Yes. Sorry.
Lovely.
Simply call you Kaith. It means tranquility.
Kaith sounds kind of like...
Zana's really reaching here,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
It is foul luck to speak of such things, Kaith. Have some respect.
Oh, sorry.
And Shauna, you shall be Shay.
And what does that mean?
Conflict or warrior. It is a little out of fashion.
So it was Andrea that came up with the names, right? Or
it was who?
Andrea?
Yeah, they were, as part of her old idea of bringing these characters into the world is that they'd have
you know?
Surrogate names that sounded a lot like their actual names.
For certain versions of a lot.
Yeah.
I have not heard of this spell.
Not I.
I don't know. Draenor told me I have to learn both forms of magic. I'm not really sure what that means, but I'm willing to do it. Whatever it takes. I guess if someone can teach me...
Well, I believe I can do that. I can at least give you some direction. It will take some time, though. This is assuming you can even learn it.
Well, Catherine, looks like we'll be here a while. Might as well get used to eating these...
And of course you can, because then we wouldn't have a series.
Nope, not gonna happen. Have a nice life.
The end. Thank you for listening to Second Show.
Fantasy world for 2 whole days, and we haven't had a chance to talk about it as a group. We need a plan.
A plan?
Yeah, whether this is a dream or some...
Yeah, I mean, rewrite the first episode. It sounds like there's some strange chanting over there. Oh, it's just those goth kids over by the entrance. Oh, yeah, you're right.
Let's go to a movie. No, not tonight. Thank you for listening to Second Show.
See, those are all the ways we didn't go.
That's what Draenor said. Go on, Shauna. Anyways, so I have to cast the spell to send you home, so I guess I have to learn magic now.
Us. You have to send us home.
That's what I said.
But won't that take, you know, a long time?
Foreshadowing!
<I know.
laughs> This?
No, but I don't have much choice in the matter. What are we gonna do? Go on a quest? Where would we even start?
So until then, we're just gonna hang out.
That was pretty much a line somebody said to me when I said, why don't they go on a quest or something? You know? It's like, well, what would they do? I don't know. Learn magic? Learn magic and self-confidence? I don't know.
You could ride around the back of a goat cart and solve mysteries.
Yeah.
We had a school for poor attendance.
Oh, we just totally missed it. That's sad.
Can we go back? We should do that for season 3.
Yeah.
Just turn it into a spell.
That can be the cartoon version.
There we go.
Second Shift by Hanna-Barbera.
Exactly.
There is some
And then, you know, in the middle of a chase scene, they randomly pull out rock instruments and, you know, play a jaunty tune.
Oh, totally.
Why we entered a spell. Maybe... No, never mind. I still think the safest bet is just to learn the spell.
Mysteries!
We don't even know for certain that you can learn magic, Shauna. No offense.
As much as it pains me to say, he's right again. I say we stick around for a bit. Give them
and a lot of ways, you know, as rough as this episode is, that's our third one and us trying to figure out how to make an audio drama while making an audio drama. This is really the...
There are not many better ways to do it.
No, yeah. This really is more the first episode of the series than the pilot is. You know,
yeah.
It sounds like the rest of the series more, you know, that's the themes of the rest of the series more. Or at least the first series.
Nothing for you to learn. But, yes, Meek, do you have a question?
Yeah, you deliver food, right?
Correct.
Well, how do people place
hey,
orders?
Brad.
Do they have to come all the way here?
We can totally hear that.
I am not entirely sure what the second
Yes, Brad Smith, who plays Jareth, who is not on this commentary.
I'm doing post on the second season. You know the thing, this is filler for us, if people will
That may get bleeped out. We have something similar in our Stop swearing, Brad! God, you have such a filthy mouth.
We use wood fire rather than an active item because the smoke adds to the flavor.
We came up with a lot of mechanics for this world.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of like we didn't want to worry about it later on, you know. Answer any questions now that people might have later. And
build the world.
Yeah.
That way you can tell stories.
Yeah.
Are you ready, Shay?
Not really.
It's a little heavy-handed, though. I mean, I still think it's pretty decent.
An hour before midday.
For the third episode of us figuring out what we're doing. But yeah, it is a little heavy-handed.
Given how much else we've done so far of the series, I mean, it really gets it out of the way
about
as early as you possibly can.
Absolutely.
You know, without it basically being, you know, here's a book to read about how the world works, and then we'll introduce the characters.
What a beautiful pond.
Yeah, I mean, that's the disadvantage we have because we don't have narration or anything like that. We can't have these expository passages describing things. So it has to be people saying stuff.
Have we talked about the whole narration, no narration question?
We may have. I wasn't here for when we did the commentary in the first few episodes.
How about your take on it? I came in sort of after, I think mostly after that was resolved.
No. If we haven't talked about it, that's a perfectly good question. The original draft of episode one did have that Andrea gave to Brandon, and then later myself when I came on. It did have narration, Shauna narrating it in the past tense, but it was not something we wanted to do. It sounded kind of clunky, and listening to old audio dramas and stuff, they don't have narration. I mean, like, they might have a beginning, like, in the future, when, you know, man has traveled to the stars, here's a guy, and then it's just the rest of the story is just the guy, and no narration.
I
fell, I've still got the bruise.
So, yeah, no, it's something we decided we didn't want to have.
Louder, and then I could just hear this one.
Actually, speaking of other changes, I'm just remembering, the narration was Shauna. Wasn't Shauna originally supposed to die at the end of the first
season? Yeah, that's another reason why we didn't want to have I mean, Brandon and I were kind of against, I mean, it was, you know, part of the original idea that Andrea hadn't been mulling around for a while, so by the time we got to it, really, some things had changed and didn't work anymore. Shauna dying at the end of the first season was one of them, and we tried to leave some questions about Shauna's fate at the end of the first season, but her being dead just was not the payoff that the season should have had, so... But yeah, back then, she was narrating from the dead, I guess.
Well, back then, too, I was supposed to bring her back to life and go, like, evil.
Yeah.
So that's
right.
So,
yeah, I forgot about
there was
that.
A lot of ideas.
There's some interesting places.
This was long before I came on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I knew about the death.
This is pre-production.
The very first script I got, the one handed to me in the middle of class, actually starts... Not with any of us, but with Orin chanting and, like, summoning us. It was this really weird scene with Orin and a whole bunch of people, like, chanting.
And there was something about a magic coin.
A magic coin and, like...
The guy.
Well, have we actually released, like, the uber first version of...
I don't know.
We totally should, because it's such a different show. Like, it's the one that was pretty much, if I remember correctly, it was Andrea... Lily and Sean, or Becky, doing all the voices.
Yeah.
And yeah, there was like they had a neighbor.
The old man that I had to go.
Yeah, Mr. Peterson.
Yes, it was the neighbor who like somehow was connected to Lion D, and they got this coin that was from like 2 years in the future, and that was like a bizarre mystery, and it was somehow something where like I don't know why I'm telling because I came in late to it, but I apparently remember it, where like Earth, like Lion D was like alternate universe Earth or something. I think, something like that.
There
was a lot more overlap than we've had.
By the time that I'm down, that idea is pretty much gone. But in the first episode, Mr. Peterson was still there with his coin for no particular reason. Yeah. So it was like one of the first things I said when we got it. It's like, what's this and can we cut it?
Was that the... Did they still have the cards
without really thinking about it?
Yeah. I mean, the cards. For those of you who haven't heard about this, the magic was kind of card based.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Andrea has a history of professionally of doing like card based games and online card based games and that sort of thing.
Yeah,
and so
this Second Shift was originally conceived of as a game setting. So the cards made sense, and then they didn't really
has instructions
sense.
For rituals and the like.
Plus, in the audio, you know, an audio drama, they make even less sense because they're pretty visual. I mean, there's plenty of anime and stuff that have magic-based cards that kind of work like Card Capture Sakura, but
or Yu-Gi-Oh.
You know, or even Yu-Gi-Oh, but they're still a visual thing. You know, you can hold up the card and show the picture, and everyone knows what it's supposed to be.
One form or another.
It's kind of pointless in an audio. Haha! I have the card of the Black Lotus, which allows me to do this. Which then we sound like Yu-Gi-Oh, and that's a bad thing.
Oh no, that gives me -2 against all fire-based attacks launched during the rebuild phase.
We decided that's not how we wanted our audio drama to go.
Just breathe. Breathe in.
Now, see, I think you could have brought back the narrator to explain what each card
looks
like in horrible detail.
Out. Do not think. In.
And you can buy booster packs. So.
Second Shift, the home game.
Exactly.
In.
Exactly.
So, yeah, now we have our first explanation of the magic system and everything.
Zana, can you pass me that big knife?
Thanks.
And then, like,
coming in with something else entirely.
Gerwin, aren't Vesemir and Jarrah supposed to be showing up soon?
Me, could you check on the pies in that oven?
Funny names. Other languages.
Well, it worked out as well as the funny names in Boston. It's like,
in this case, we couldn't. Brandon and I couldn't use names of our friends.
Right.
Like pot pie with pork instead of chicken and other stuff.
I'll pass.
Less talking and more cooking.
Keith, I said salad with legs,
meaning to go, right?
Meaning.
Thing.
Horrible bitch taskmaster.
This may have been covered in episode 1, but that kind of reminded me of a funny story that the names in episode 1. So I said Brandon and I smelled the last names of some of our friends, and one of them that got cut because the line had to be cut was Serby, and our friend Missy was very unhappy that her name was one of the only one that didn't get mentioned.
She got
revenge by becoming one of the writers of season 2.
So now her name is in every episode.
Yeah.
If you listen for it, it's often subliminal. But
how are you, Dad?
It's a big bye for Kylos.
Or it's in the credits of every episode. You know.
But I didn't say where in the episode.
Would you watch the counter for a moment? I require some
air. Were you being acerbic? That was
fun. We'll use magic so she can get us home.
Yeah.
No, of course he would.
Beat Julia, not Missy, by the way. Just for those
sorry,
of you at home.
I cannot calm down. I am a task mage.
At video games, because we're family friendly.
She has an Xbox downstairs, and I challenged her to.
Yeah, we're going to pull out, Uno on Xbox Live, and I'm really bad at it. I find it unpleasant to be forced to play.
Teaching others how.
Vesemir's magic saved us from those legionaries.
Here's Jareth being,
being Jareth. Please, you too.
Sometimes in
the first of Jareth's proper rants.
Yeah.
as they would not otherwise.
Okay. Have we had the episodes absolutely not yet? You're welcome to join us, Brad. Unless you think post is that much more important.
Yeah, getting the episodes done so that people can continue to be interested in our show.
We don't need new material. We could just, you know, talk about our old material.
We all hope you're enjoying these commentaries. Look forward to the next episode of Second Shift coming out in 2010. At this point, we had the advantage of
illegal, but some people have
destroying Andrew basically by having him do every single episode.
If you listen to like these episodes, I mean, no slight to anybody, but if you listen to these episodes compared to like the stuff we're doing in the second season, I mean, they're longer. Like, you know, we have episodes here that are like, you know, 20-25 minutes. I don't think we've had an episode below 40 in the second season. As well as, you know, there's so much more involved.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean, the sound effects in the second season have gotten a little out of control.
Yeah, John, if we need to talk to you about this intervention.
You had better practice caution, Fesmer.
Oh, God.
Yeah. There it was.
Why did we never get that on a t-shirt?
Yeah, I don't know.
No. Soup dog or,
I cannot look the other way anymore, Fesmer. I have avoided reporting.
There was another one I'm blanking on. There was, like, you know, gangs to speak, really, really horribly mangled.
It is chaotic and inherently dangerous.
And we do not know what we're gonna get chewed shot glasses from.
That's right. Yeah, chewed
shot glasses. We decided that shot glasses for a family-friendly show wasn't necessarily the...
What? They can get a cough syrup.
Yeah, there you go.
Wait.
Yeah.
Espresso.
Yes,
there you go.
Espresso and puppies for everybody.
You are just as...
Second shift branded puppies? How does that work?
Well, you take an iron and heat it up.
Transgress the law, time and time.
We're talking about the episode.
Oh, is that what's going on in the headphones? Oh, sorry.
From the university in a second, and likely
Wow, Jared's mad. That never happens.
You would be lucky if they hanged you.
Hey, lay off a man.
Do we even know what set him off this time?
Teaching. This episode is really just
What?
Establishing a lot of the bases, and that's one of those being, of course, Cherith is very much tries to be a by-the-book guy to the point where he gets, you know, be kind of a jerk.
Properly.
Yeah, it sounds like they're pretty clear about this. Anyway, who's going to catch us? What does it matter?
Yeah, they said go away. Oh, wrong season.
My warning's whistling through your ears like wind. If you insist on continuing this farce, do not expect any help from me.
Whistling through... We had I mean, I imagine you guys, the writers, must have had even more fun with this, but, you know, making up the Charandrian idioms, I mean, the ones that weren't actually in Charandrian, you know, the wood whistling through your ears, or, you know, fortuitous trials, or, you know, all this stuff like that.
I am going inside to prepare our deliveries.
It's the moment just sort of, you know, it's like taking an expression and mixing the words around, and other times they just sort of came to us, or some of them even just came from rehearsals and stuff like that, where there'd be a line, it would sound too idiomatic, and we would talk about it right there on the spot and try and figure out something.
Yeah, this is one. I know it's second season, but there's something like, you know, something, you know, one who earns their soup on deceit, or something like that. It's like, I don't know, I liked it.
Oh, Solana especially is so proverby. I mean, we could get away with having some of them translated, but sometimes what they're trying to say, even if, you know, it comes across and works good.
Sound effects! I mean, magic.
Thank you for listening to
Second
Shift, a production
Work Stupid Magic.
Yeah.
Who came up with that? Was that just sort of...
That ending?
No, just Work Stupid Magic.
I don't remember.
And neither do I. I really can't. I think it just sort of came up in a rehearsal where we're talking about what she could say.
What would be, like, something she would say.
Kind of familiar.
But, you know, I'd say, I really loved, and I still do, the ending of this episode. Work Stupid Magic, push! You hear the sound effect. Whoa! Right to the ending.
Yeah.
Oh, Jason Hall.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, was this the last episode
we
had?
This is the last episode we had new music from Jason.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jason was our, we haven't talked about this already, was our composer for the beginning, and basically he got a new job and had zero time because, like some people who work on this project also, you know, it was sort of a work-all-the-time job.
Because, damn, we are so pretty.
Oh, this one. Eh. All right, thank you for listening to the podcast.
Whee!